This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
My grandfather's from Ireland. His name is Florence McCarthy. He moved to New York in 1920. They used to beat him up because his name is Florence. He had to switch his name to Frank. And then this Christmas, he made a big announcement. He goes, I'm switching my name back to Florence. And we beat him up. Because it's a dumb name. He's old and weak and it was easy.
Damn right.
Being Irish, you know, putting an Irish guy on the beach is like putting a fork in the microwave. Just sparks and a lot of pain.
Yeah!
Two men side by side for 20 years. Such devotion.
G'day, Mike.
You choke back.
Bang!
Damn right.
Hey,
there ain't nothing broke back here.
Hey, hey.
Now, I know that
damn right.
All you're doing is mimicking some of the behavior of the people who showed up at your restaurant, your Irish restaurant this morning for the...
At 6 a.m.?
For the 6 o'clock room beer.
Welcome to 6 in the morning. There's no need for the party to stop, is there?
Damn right.
Damn right.
We were just here not 4 hours ago.
My wife's
so you were... At your restaurant
at 5:45.
At 5:45. Wow.
Yes, quarter of six, 15 minutes before we open.
I made the first pound of eggs. The first pound of eggs was made by me personally.
And Mike told me how they got green.
Yeah, got green. Yeah. Special.
I call it my farmer's not special.
Some snot.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Get excited.
Now, who was at, let's turn off that dumb theme song anthem thing.
Uh-huh.
Who was at Mike's joint last night?
Mr. Burbank was.
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Guy J. Birdley.
Yeah, heard some stuff.
Again, I had a wonderful time. Our you friend, didn't take
second,
notes.
Second time. No, I did.
Our friend Buzz was there.
I didn't. No.
He was judging a Miss, I believe it was is it the Miss Third Nipple contest.
Yes, no. Yes, Miss Third Nipple,
exactly
first annual Miss Third Nipple contest.
But not the last.
At the show bar. Mm-hmm. Buzz, mm-hmm. How did it, now, I know that you stayed until closing.
I did. I shut the place down.
Last night.
I did.
One of the questions Buzz had me asked for Mike today says, do you always close at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
And, yeah,
what do you mean?
Exactly. Really?
Oh, you wanted me to stay open.
For my money, the evening was just getting rolling, and they turned up the lights and shut the place down.
It's the law.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the law.
That's a shame, really. It was very nice again. I had a great time.
I'm aware that you did, because... Once again,
our 1-800 lines are open. Call 1-800-BUZZ-GROPED-ME.
This morning, very early this morning, as a matter of fact, concerning Buzz,
yes.
I received an email.
Oh, no. Oh, I see that you did.
I got an email from Jeff. Once again, Jeff was, you might remember Jeff is my managing partner out there.
Oh, he's the guy who wrote all of the stuff about Gillespie.
Yeah, and he did the same thing here. But
I used to be very fond of Jeff.
Well, Jeff doesn't have this personally. He says, this is Buzz's night as I understand it. Now, do you want this information now, Don, or later? Do you want me to give it to you now?
Yeah, now, sure.
It says, I get this email.
Yeah. Yeah, right, Kevin, yeah.
Mike, anyway, here's Buzz's night as I understand it.
Oh, good.
Because we had discussed it briefly. I said, do you have a good time? He said, oh, did he? So it says, number one,
uh-huh.
Arrives at restaurant alone at about 8:30 p.m., not asking to be seated in any one section.
Right.
Number two, orders a cocktail, not a bottle of wine for himself.
Right.
Number three, introduces himself to his server, not anyone that will listen, and ensures them that he is not my boss. Number four.
Oh, I get jokes.
Finishes cocktail and does not add wine to his repertoire. Introduces himself by saying, Jeff introduces himself by saying, hi, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
He is gracious. He's talking about you and doesn't introduce himself as your boss to me. Uh-huh. He sits quietly. He talks to me. He's talking about me.
Right.
And John, my partner, right, and a few others that are actually interested in speaking with him. He does not interject himself into anyone's conversation or interrupt their dinner. Also, he does not try to get anyone to say something like rock on, or I'm a rocker, or something like that.
Oh, again with the little kid thing.
No one looks at him as if he has lobsters crawling out of his ears. Number seven, he drinks his cocktail and sits in the in with the people interested in what he has to say, and does not appear to analyze anything other than the waitresses walking by.
No critiques.
Number eight, Teresa is his server, but does not play one on TV. That's not funny. Number nine, he makes small talk with other guests. Katie, you might remember Katie, Don.
Yes.
Katie, another...
Oh, that's the one that... Gillespie's joke was,
yes,
that he was going to ask her out, even though he's married.
That's right.
Oh,
the gag.
With a daughter, I found
right
out.
That's right.
With the daughter. If we hadn't mentioned that.
Buzz speaks to Katie, does not think she is the manager. He does not claim that anyone, Buzz this is, does not claim that anyone on the staff is his employee or that he sends his employees out to events. Number 10, he finds out that the snow bunny contest is about to start and does not sprint to the front. He walks calmly. Apparently, Sophia, was there a Sophia? Now, this is the truth.
That
I don't know anything about this.
Familiar, yeah.
Sophia, one of the contestants, had something in her pocket because you seem to be hypnotized by her. Now it's, I thought this was all going to be good for you, Buzz, but it's starting, this is a little,
sounds
you
right
seem to
me
be hypnotized by her enthusiastic hip thrusts. Is that true?
Well, you had to be.
I swear to God, I read it to about seven.
I defy any man not to look.
Hypnotized.
At number 11, he does not get up bright and early to send out an email to me, nor does he give me constructive criticism on what needs improvement at the restaurant.
No.
Number 12, he does not call to corner any staff into having drinks with him.
No.
The jury is still out on whether that will happen, though.
Yes.
Tongue
yes
planted firmly in cheek. Number 13, unfortunately, he does not make himself look like an asshat and only gives me 13 and not 19 points of which to write. Even the 13 points were stretching it.
Hey,
so there you
thank
go.
You, Jeff.
That's it. That's your night. You apparently behaved yourself very well, and you didn't call anybody this morning, right?
No, I have not.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's good. So you had a good time.
I had a great time.
Good
again
time.
Thank you for
good
that.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Wonderful.
Good boy, Buzz.
Wonderful.
Buzz
people
is closing up the joint.
He closed it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, shalom. Hello.
Hi, it's the rabbi calling.
Oh, hey, the rabbi from Baltimore, right?
Oh, my missile's on the radio. How are things?
Hey, hi,
hello.
Rabbi.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm doing... it's so nice to talk to you guys. We've been out of touch for a while, haven't we?
We have, Rabbi.
Mm-hmm. We have. I wanted to call. I had a couple of questions.
Should you be calling on St. Patrick's Day?
Is that legal?
It's not really your day, is it?
What's that?
It's not really your day, is it?
Being today?
St. Patrick's Day and all?
I mean, that would be like having a priest call in on Yom Kippur.
Well, let me put
like
it this
a, like on the first day of Yom Kippur.
Well,
like
because
we have so many priests, men of the cloth that call the show.
Yeah.
Well, but besides me, I think I'm the only one.
Well, actually, we have two, don't we? No, you might be the only real... Do we have like a priest or a reverend that calls?
No.
A lot of priests.
Oh.
Anyway...
Rabbi, a lot of former priests.
Rabbi, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. I was calling because I have a couple of questions about Schmucko Gillespie.
Schmucko Gillespie? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Wait, he doesn't, perchance, like, is he a member of our team?
Oh no, I'm pretty sure he's on our team.
Yeah. Pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure he's on one of our varied teams.
Mm.
Something tells me that he might even be, like, a card-carrying Catholic.
Yeah, it seems to me. He looks Catholic.
Yeah. Sure
all strikeouts in my book. I'm going to say, I tell you what, can I leave him a message?
Sure.
Sure.
Great. Please, put him on.
Oh, no, I'm not going to call him. Just
what would be your message for him,
Rabbi? He's probably listening up in his office now.
I just want to leave him a message saying that, Greg, have you been touching yourself again?
Oh, dear.
I know that boys at your age often experience many changes.
Now we're talking, this is a rabbi from Baltimore.
With
a swear to God, a rabbi. Who
he's famous. He's a famous rabbi. You might have seen him on Dateline.
That's me.
You remember the rabbi?
Yeah, you were great on Dateline.
Put the cameras away.
He was just great on Dateline.
What are you kidding? Around. I love the cameras. Go to my website.
Oh, really? Wow. That's fabulous.
Look, you guys have a happy St. Patrick's
right
Day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Same to you, Rabbi.
Mike, don't do blue.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care, boys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rabbi.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He said
bye-bye,
boys. He called us cowboys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Cowboys.
Who said that? Rodney Dangerfield.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. Happy St. Patty's Day. This is Dustin up in Rochester.
Yes. Hi, Dustin. Crabchester, what's happening?
I just got a quick question for Mike. As a giant redheaded Irish boy, what should I be drinking tonight when I go out in the town?
Anything. You drink anything you want. That's the thing that's nice about it.
Okay, thank you.
You know, there's no real corner on Emmy. You just go out and have a good time. You party.
Good answer.
I think you should drink. Well, you have to be careful how you get it.
I was just.
What you have to do is to get what I think you should drink. You would have to sedate an animal.
Like make the animal extremely relaxed.
Yes.
You know that could. That actually would be responsible for two things that come to mind when you say sedate the animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to tranquilize
choice.
The animal.
Yeah. It just no. We were commenting in the office today.
And
about
it really
how,
wouldn't be like pouring anything. It would be harvesting.
Many times you go to these places that not your place, of course, but yes, but any of these places that serve green beer, where right. It's like a nickel a glass.
You don't know.
And you know what they've done? What they've got is a donkey in the backyard, mm-hmm. and they're just. Piling this, they're just pounding water into this donkey. Right.
You don't need to exempt me from that. I have to be honest. Same. I want to be honest to the consumer.
You have the donkey?
All right, well, then Mike's got the donkey.
Right.
And last night, there's people from his restaurant, and they are just force-feeding, like, Evian bottles of water mm-hmm. to Evian, to this donkey, saying, come on, go, go, go. And,
right. You
know, you put about 18 64-ounce bottles into mm-hmm. a donkey. Next thing you know, you've got yourself a keg.
And then the part of the process that you left
you've
out.
You've got yourself a keg for St. Patrick's Day.
You have to inject the donkey with green food coloring, too. That's the way it works.
Well, that's the O'Mara's touch.
And the age of the donkey will determine the flavor of the brew.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It really is.
Well, at least the secret is out.
Mm-hmm.
It's donkey urine.
Now you know.
It's not a secret if you park around back. Then you see it out there. It really looks kind of like, because we've got four of them.
Well, you know, here's how you get around that, though, is right. that you parade them out all year long as mascots.
As mascots, and people say, oh, isn't that cute? And then somebody catches, oh, what did you expect?
And then you've got the best of all worlds, mm-hmm. when they finally have to be put down.
Right.
That's when it's the luncheon meat special.
It's fantastic. We call it brisket. Well, actually, who am I kidding? What do you think the corned beef is?
Hello, Tom.
Why do you think it's a cured meat?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I didn't know until last night that Buzz Burbank is an equal opportunity groper. When I was up at the urinal, he touched...
It's hard to do when you're standing at a urinal.
I thought he wanted it.
Bye! He certainly must have asked for it, because, right, I mean, it's not like a guy could grab down there on his own.
No, you'd get in trouble if you did that.
Yeah. You have to kind of do the spread eagle thing.
I'm not
and
an
you
animal.
Don't grab it, do you, really? Don't you just sort of brush it?
Caress.
You finger it.
It's not grabbable.
No.
Don't you always love it on Law & Order when they call someone in and say, can you finger the guy? You know, the witness says, yeah, absolutely. I can finger that guy. You put him in front of me. And
an expression that was used when we were all much younger.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more often.
It's like, for instance, if you were looking at a lineup of women, mm-hmm. you know, see who had robbed you. I think you would say, hey, see that girl? Mm-hmm. I fingered her.
But see, years and years ago, it would have been a legitimate statement.
Right.
Yeah.
Like at the lunch table.
Statement of pride.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's how it starts.
Sure. When a crime wasn't even involved.
Oh, it's Joe time.
Is it? St. Patrick's Day is here. Have a can of green beer.
Listen up.
Joe.
This is the XM Nation.
Stop.
60s on 6.
XM Radio.
Another hour of music. Power. The Beatles.
Yeah.
Have a can of beer.
I know that made no sense. On purpose.
I like it.
We can hear, have a can of beer.
Really, 100% on purpose. Not trying to throw out anything that people will write on message boards about. Right. Certainly wouldn't do that. Oh, Joe. Right, here we go. And officially, Mike is the only one that's allowed to have an O in his name today.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to punch anybody that's like Buzz O. Burbank, no. Don O. Geronimo, Rob O. Spiewak.
I agree. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that. And damn you, Ann, for taking the O off my name. Ann Mira. Bitch.
Takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, or between 2 and 4. Or, please, the love of God, check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
We'll start today with a very famous Irish guy.
There's where it would be perfect to put it in there.
David O. Bowie.
David O. Bowie with you.
Hello.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Oh,
unisex.
Here we go. It's time for Robbie's intro.
He's a lovable character. He's like the Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat.
No, he's just a little bloated.
Rush, beware.
How is your shamrock?
How's your tam-o-shanter?
Good afternoon.
What is that, Mike? It's a
tam-o-shanter. That's the hat with the thing that the old guy's wearing Caddyshack.
Right.
With a ball on it.
It
has a ball on it.
A ball.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Snow Blizzard Sunday and all the ships at sea. Are you ready to laugh? Texas.
Oh, your kid, right.
That's right. Don Geronimo and Mike O. O'Mara.
Robbery.
Yeah. I'm goofy tired today.
You see, we were just watching the NCAAs.
I see.
I'm going to say it. I don't care. It was a joke. I don't care. We're watching the NCAAs in the office.
And you don't have to be specific. You can just mention a generic comment.
It was just a player for some team.
Uh-huh. Right.
And Mike said to me, what do you think he's majoring in? And I said, robbery.
It could be right.
I'm just sizing up the guy.
Right.
That's all.
That was a funny comment about that little redhead.
He was a redhead, Mike.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
We got the full ride, full scholarship. All 4 years. Mm-hmm. Robin. Friday, 03-17-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz ain't retarded. You can call us from anywhere in America. Hear your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on Free FM.
I'm down. Thank you, man.
Hello.
I'm WJFK in Washington. Call 202-432-1067. You can email us anytime during the show. We answer your emails either on the air or on our website. You can email us at donandmikewebsite.com. That's also where you can hear us on the internet. Go to donandmikewebsite.com. Click on stream.
It's
the donkey stuff.
Green. Like the Chicago River.
It's green.
Yes, pure green. Kelly green.
But it's donkey ripping.
That's all right.
You know what I mean.
Pull me up to the top.
People don't seem to mind.
Top it off for me.
Mike Myers.
There we go. Look
Mike
at that.
Donkey.
Can I have another one?
Of course you can.
The internet, like too. It's a special day.
The internet stream is right there. We have a stable of donkeys.
The good donkey.
In the backyard.
Donkey.
Making the fantastic green beer.
Oh, that's
how can
good.
You afford to sell that for only 5 cents a glass?
All right. Now make sure you top me off. Oh,
there we go. There you go.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. That's good donkey juice.
That's wonderful.
Good donkey juice.
Taste
green, green donkey juice.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, come on now. Come on, you got to be with it. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Too late. Too late. Listen, this is our last show before spring break, so we've got a lot that we've got to get in to these 4 hours.
That's right.
We got a lot to cram in.
Don't mess us up.
So let me get right to it. I promise, lots of your phone calls, and we'll call Ireland and do all the other crap that we normally do on St. Patrick's Day.
Good.
My kid is officially back at home now after being on the road for a while. He's working out his spring break around the country, and he's back at home. Mm-hmm. So he arrives last night, and things are cool.
Right.
And, you know, here's a shock. The older he gets, the more things are
cool between us. You know, yeah. Now he's almost 21.
That's normal.
And it's very much like having, you know, not a contemporary, but, you know, another adult in the house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
It's cool. And I don't have to yell at him so much about picking up and crap like that.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So he arrives and everything is clean and I go to bed and it's still clean. You know, when I get up a little later and things are fine.
Did you have some quality time with him last night?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got together. We chatted about, you know, some things that we have to chat about, mm-hmm. Father-son stuff, some mm-hmm. Frida stuff and stuff like that. And then we get past that, and I gave him the inquisition about, you know, the grades.
Right.
And once we got past that, now we're on smooth sailing.
Yeah.
So he brought his cat home, his cat Felix.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to have the cat fixed this week before okay. He has to go back to college next week.
Good move.
What time is he bringing it over?
we'll do it next week on the show, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Someone's got to go to Sears, though.
Okay.
And get us some new tools.
Wait, they're already dull?
Or actually, just go upstairs. Okay. Just go to Gillespie's office.
The toolbox.
go to the tool shack.
Toolbox upstairs. This is Felix the cat?
Yeah, the wonderful, wonderful cat.
That's right. Felix the cat.
Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You laugh so much, your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat. Watching Felix, the wonderful cat.
You still drunk from last night?
A little.
Nice pussy.
Cat.
Yes. Felix.
Pussy cat, pussy cat.
So he brings the cat home. Now, my son's bedroom, as it was when he was a teenager, when Frida and I decided that we couldn't tolerate the smell and everything else that went on with the young boy,
right.
Is in the basement. You know, at some point, anybody with kids, you do that. They get to a certain age, mm-hmm. You know, and mainly, I can only speak with experience with Bart, with the boy,
right.
When he gets to be old enough to drive and old enough to have hair coming out of places and smells and stuff, it's like you just want him as far away from you as you possibly can in the house.
Yeah, just for, you know, for living purposes.
So now his bedroom is downstairs in the basement. So I'm only telling you all this to get to this point. He arrives, we talk, blah, blah, things are great. He's going to bed, I'm going to bed. 4:45 a.m. This is what I hear in my bedroom. I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
I jump up out of bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I jump like it's a nightmare.
That's right.
I turn the lights on, and I go, what? What? Now, Max, who is my the little terrier.
Right. Size of a cat.
Sleeps with me. What he's doing is, when I turn the light on, that's right. Well, he's great, Rob.
Yeah,
God damn, you know he's great. You know, all I got to do is say, Daddy's got peanut butter. And boom.
So what was anyway, Max doing?
Max was running in a circle on the bed, barking. Seriously, just going round and round.
Because he woke up at the same time you did?
Like almost chasing his tail, like, oh, wow. Something's happening up here.
Wow.
Now, I turn the light on, and I see that my cat, Furball, who incidentally is declawed and lives in the top part of our house, 13 years old this cat is, this cat is perched up on top of a chair in my bedroom. And below my cat is my son's cat.
Oh.
My son's cat, who incidentally is not declawed.
Oh, boy.
And
not a fair fight.
And Felix is doing this with his claws, trying to climb up the side of this couch chair thing.
Sure.
And my cat, Furball, is up there, like, defenseless, no claws or nothing. So she's just fighting the fight with her mouth.
Oh, so she's the one making the noise.
Yeah, she's just, like, going... So I see this happening, and immediately the first thing I think is, well, first off, what the frig is this cat doing upstairs? Because we're talking about from basement
right.
to first level, then up two flights of stairs to find his way to my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now keep in mind, and my son has a door to his bedroom where the cat is that is shut. And then when you leave the basement area, there's another door that is shut.
Wow. Does it appear that Felix wants to fight or make love?
No, he wants to fight.
He wants to fight.
Now, I assume, because I hear this going on, and keep in mind, I'm coming out of a dead sleep,
yeah.
that somehow the German Shepherd is involved in this,
right.
Colonel Klink. So I immediately start screaming. I see the two cats, and I figure that this is okay. The one's pretty much safe. And I start going, clink! Clink! Now I'm running around in my underpants and a T-shirt, just absolutely dead asleep, going, clink! And I hear from downstairs, down by the kitchen,
so Clink's not even involved in this.
He knows what's going on, mm-hmm. but he can't come upstairs.
Right.
Because, you know, we have strict rules. The great thing that Frida did was she put the invisible fence inside the house.
Right. And then, that's right.
And then she took it out.
Right.
But
because you couldn't keep it really permanently, but she trained the dogs.
No, and the dogs now know that they can only come upstairs if I say,
right.
Come upstairs with Daddy now. Come
Otherwise,
on.
They're getting tasered.
Right.
They think.
So I realize it's not Clink that's doing this. Right. So I'm still trying to get myself together. Because, you know, what I did was I walked out of my bedroom and I looked, you know, from my bedroom or up in the upstairs part of my house, you could look down into the living room area.
Right.
Because I got a nice, big open, lots of open spaces. I look down there and I see Clink and I go, I still don't know what's going on. So I go back in the bedroom and now the cats are literally like 6 inches apart. And
so Felix has successfully climbed part of the couch.
Yeah. He's made his way three quarters up, and my cat is now doing the just making as much hiss as possible,
trying to scare Felix.
So now I try to grab Felix, and of course Felix wants to run away. So I'm chasing Felix now, chasing him through the computer room, chasing him through Frida's old girl room.
Meanwhile,
the whole time Max is going. Clink is downstairs going, you know, my own cat is still going at some level somewhere. So I find...
Frozen in fear.
No, I find the cat. I find Felix, the cat that was supposed to be in the basement.
Right.
I get that cat in my arms. I say, okay, I'm going to bring him back downstairs. I don't know how he got out of Bart's room. I go all the way down to the basement. And I notice, well, hold on, here's the first problem. The door that leads to, like, the bedrooms and stuff in the basement and to the actual basement, that door is open.
Right. Ah.
That explains how the cat got out. Mm-hmm. Then I go into Bart's bedroom, and as I throw the cat, not
right,
mainly,
you know,
toss him on the bed, I notice, hold on a second, this bed's not even been slept in.
Someone's out.
No, hold on a second. I flipped out for a second because I'm looking, and I go, wait a minute, hold on a second. There's nobody in the bed in the cat. I go upstairs, and the alarm is still turned on inside the house, right? The red light is on.
So he hasn't split.
Right, because, I mean, you can't leave. I mean, if he left and turned it on, it makes that beep, beep, beep sound that would have woke me up.
Right.
So I look outside, and I see, well, now there's his car. I say, well, if this isn't, now I'm really going out of my mind.
Right.
Like, you know, what's happened to my kid? He's, like, vanished without a trace. I go upstairs to the guest room. I can't find him. Now I'm walking through the house going, Bart! Bart! 5 o'clock in the morning. I hear, yeah, what? And I go into the living room, you know, off the kitchen.
Yeah.
He's in there on the couch. And I say, hey, didn't you hear all this crap that was going on with the dogs and the cat and everything? And he says, no. I said, why are you sleeping on the couch? Your cat got out of the basement and came upstairs and was fine. He said, there's mouse poop in my bed. I can't sleep in a bed with mouse poop.
You know,
fair enough.
Because it didn't make sense. Because there's no TV in there, right? There's no TV where he's sleeping.
No,
it's not like he could have fallen asleep in front of a television.
No, there
set.
Is a TV, but it's not turned on.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, there is a TV now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Now there is. Right.
All right.
So anyway. I said, okay, well, then just get your ass up and go to the guest room.
Right.
Go to the guest room, and I will handle this. So he goes to the guest room.
Oh, it's poop.
Now, I go downstairs, and I'm awake. By this time, it's like 10 after 5.
Right.
I'm up. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So I go down. I turn on all the lights in his room, and I go, yes, I can see where he has pulled the covers back,
mm-hmm.
and what it really looks like is, like, there's 10 or 15, it looks like little jimmies.
That's what mouse poop looks like.
That you would put on, like, an ice cream sundae.
You got a mouse somewhere in that mattress.
I mean, listen, we've had mice in the basement before.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a bed in the basement there, you know, that's where mice hang
out. We've had mice down there before. As a matter of fact, we used to let the cat live down there so that the cat could take care of the mice problem.
D-mouse, as they call it.
Right.
So what I did was I just, you know, got a little scoop pan and just scooped a ball. And I'm thinking, you know, now keep in mind, I love this kid more than life itself, and I couldn't be prouder of him. He's turned out to be a great man. Right. But I'm doing them going, what a pussy. It's like, hold on a second. Why would you just wait? It's like having a couple of crumbs in your bed, and they were only up by where the pillows were. Right?
That's a tough call. That's a tough call. Yeah. You know, because you know what I'm doing? I'm figuring he's on vacation, so he's probably watching TV or doing whatever till he really can't keep his eyes open anymore, right? Because he doesn't have anything to, and he goes down. And sometimes when you're,
I don't know.
Sometimes that's the way you process when you're just exhausted.
Yeah,
that's how you get plague, though.
Oh, shut up.
But this is from the same man that says, what happens when you get bats?
Oh, they tangle in your hair and you go, they lay eggs.
I get
out
of here.
You go crazy trying to get out of here. Well, he'll be plague-free. He made a good choice.
So what I did was I pulled back the covers and I saw that there were no more of them. There was like 15
Did you examine the room at all to just check and see?
Yeah, I couldn't find anything. But, you know, I know this from when we had mice before.
Right.
And everybody knows this. A mouse, for some reason, can, like, crawl through the wall, a hole the size of a penny.
Tiny.
Yeah.
They can flatten themselves out. That's what they can do. And it's also towards the time of year where they're going to go back out now.
So I said to Barb, we'll get some mouse traps. And now we've got, at least for the next week or week and a half that he's going to be at home and between here and there, we'll have his cat go down. And, you know, if his cat wants to eat one of these mice, that's okay with me.
Yeah, before he gets the claws taken out.
But it was a nice start to the day. And
another day. Sure was. Well, I know you were tired yesterday, so I'm glad you got some rest.
And
as for me,
if I had made a long car ride and, you know, that I would just have wiped it away and, mm-hmm. you know, and let it go.
It's just a few mouse droppings. But, you know, if you hold to the Spiewak theory of the bubonic plague being passed along.
The Black Death, Mike.
What's it called?
The Black Death.
Black Death. The 1800s, I believe.
That's right.
Let me see. I know he's there. At least he asked permission to raid the Xbox. Mm-hmm. So he's probably online now. Hello. Come on now, Mouse Poop.
Hello.
Hey, Cello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well, first, of course, welcome home.
Thank you.
Great to have you home. I was just talking about how Felix went crazy last night and how he got out of your bedroom.
Right.
And explain to me, please, why, like those 10 little pieces of mouse poop that looked like little jimmies that you would put on a Sunday, why did those flip you out so much? Hello?
Hello?
The drive.
What? Hello? I couldn't hear you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
They didn't flip me out or anything like that.
Well, then why did you go sleep on the couch in the living room?
Because I didn't feel like washing it, and the droppings were right next to where my head would be on the bed.
Why didn't you just, like, push them out of the way?
Because there was still just poop right there.
but it was dried poop. You know, not really poop. It's rat poop.
So they're up
poop.
They're up by the pillow?
They were under where the pillows are.
Under the pillow?
Under the pillows.
Yeah. Under the pillow, yeah, that's what I said. When I went down there and deconstructed the area.
I might get a little Willard feeling if that happens.
Yeah.
Plague.
You're not going to get the plague.
The plague.
Don't worry about that, Bart.
I know I'm not going to get the plague. I didn't sleep there.
So you think if you'd slept in the bed with the mouse droppings, you would have gotten the plague?
Maybe. Who knows what I would have gotten.
Some sort of disease?
Right.
All right, well, the gypsies are there cleaning today, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, did you tell them about the mouse poop?
No.
Why they should have probably, I would
why
think
would
they...
Why would I tell them about the mouse poop?
Because they might not wash the sheets on your bed now.
They can put spell on.
I can wash my own sheets.
Oh, hold on a second. Mike, excuse me, hold on a second. What you said was just very funny.
Right.
But what he said was actually life-altering.
What?
I believe he said he can wash his own sheets.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Really? When?
What? Do you think I just don't change the sheets at my apartment?
I would guess...
Maybe no sheets at all.
I would guess since you've been back for this semester...
Sounds like American University 1980, no sheets at all.
And we're talking about from January until March, when you've been in college. And be honest, Barty, you can't have washed your sheets one time.
Yeah, I have. I've done it twice.
You're kidding me.
No, I go figure. I try to do it every month.
Fair enough.
Hey, you know what?
That's enough.
21 years old in college. Okay. That's good.
All right, I'm learning. I'm learning along with everybody else.
So the sheets are now in the washer.
Oh no! I haven't done it yet, but I will.
Oh, sure. Before tonight.
Hopefully.
Well, we can't be spending another night on the couch and can't be dirty eating up the guest room again.
I know. I don't know if I'm going to get around to washing them and drying them and put them back on tonight. I'm hoping I have a spare set downstairs.
Yeah.
So I can just throw them in the washer and not worry about it.
There you go.
All right. Well, he's large and in charge.
Very good.
That's all I can say about him.
And mousetraps this weekend, right?
Yep. I'm going to the hardware store tomorrow. That's
what do
good.
You put on your trap?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Not a cheese man.
I've got a mousetrap living in my room now, though.
I know. I mentioned that, but still, we're going to have fun putting some mousetraps, like, not in your room, like in the exercise room and all the other places where they used to hang around all the time.
You know what works even better than peanut butter? Tripwires. Just real small tripwires. You can use fishing line, but it has to be very, very low. Almost, it has to appear like it's almost resting on the carpet.
That's right.
But just up ever so slightly, just for the clearance so they'll actually trip.
You were saying fishing line? I was thinking more along the lines of like piano wire.
Piano wire. Yeah. Even better. Then you can actually put it up higher if you're going to clothesline them.
You take out Stuart Little's head.
Right,
Like in The Omen.
Yeah, but you've got to make sure the mice are going at a really high rate of speed.
Right, so I have to, I guess, set it up towards one side of the room.
No,
surprise them one night.
That's right.
What you might want to do, Bart, is get the piano wire, and then go out and buy just a little battery operated mini bike and put them around the house because they love to ride them. And then the thing is, if they come into the bedroom at a high rate of speed, that will take care of them. I'm sorry, I'm very tired. Did I mention I was very tired?
Yeah, so am I.
Yes, I know. You beat me by an hour,
and so are you, Buzz.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody's...
I think I'm the most tired of all.
You're the most tired?
No, how can you be the most tired?
Did you go to bed before 5?
Before 4 or 5 a.m.? No, I did not. But hold on. You were, well, Buzz, did you go to bed before 5 a.m.?
Yes, I did.
You know that fatigue is a symptom of the plague.
One of the first signs. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, careful, bud. Be very careful.
All right, I'll see you tonight, buddy. I'm glad to have you back at home.
Yes, sir.
All right, love you. See you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
You know, you might be pleasantly surprised. You might get home and those sheets might be in the washer.
NAC. NAFC.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not an effing chance.
Very good.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Although, you know, I have to say I'm surprised.
Sure. That,
and I believe him. One thing I'll say about him, he's not a liar. If he says he has washed his sheets twice.
Right.
Think about it. Over 3 months, wash them twice.
Especially at that age.
Yeah. And it's not like he's had any creeping crud climbing in those beds with him.
Oh, God.
You know.
Oh, dear.
Some of South Carolina's finest.
Good night, Bart.
Like, you know, all the cotillion girls.
Oh, God.
Oh, Bart. I love your sweet Yankee ways.
What a lovely evening we had.
Oh, my. These sheets
look like they could practically walk out of here on their own power.
This is like sleeping out newspaper. But you're so damn sexy. It's with. Is that a picture of your father? Oh, I can see where you get it from.
Well, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yes.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah. Because as I recall, not this semester, but last fall, I don't think he did laundry. When he came back home for Christmas,
right.
He had not done laundry one time.
It's hard.
He had not done laundry once in 3 months when he was at college.
Because college is still, you know, college. And so you're away from home and you have no responsibility.
I get all of the usual answers. He says, well, Dad, I wear sweatpants and T-shirts. I say, what, the class? Yes. Say, okay, what about underpants? Don't wear them. Say, what about shoes and socks? Wear sandals.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah, gone are the days, I think, when, it was that way in college. I guess we dressed a little better. I don't know. I mean, I used to have, at least like to have pants on, not sweats. You know what I mean?
Real pants.
Real pants.
But, man, what a pain laundry was. Laundry was a pain in college.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you lived in a dorm, then it's like community laundry, and it's like waiting in line sometime, and it's a pain.
Sitting, waiting.
It's a pain when you're really away from home and you can be completely irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. And you can never find quarters. Quarters were worth like 60 cents each.
Right.
Because a quarter is what you need to do laundry.
Right. Isn't that the greatest thing? When you finally get an apartment... and it comes with a washer and dryer inside.
It's a breakthrough.
Do you remember that, everybody, from when that first happens? It's like,
stackable.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
It was one of the greatest things. I swear to God, it was one of the greatest moments for me.
I am not going to have to go downstairs to the basement and pull some other guy's slimy underpants. Because wouldn't there always be some effort that would, like, leave his wet underpants and socks in the washer?
Mm-hmm. Or even on top of it.
Our floor, it was Alvin.
And would not come back for them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, God forbid that he would walk in if you were moving his stuff out of the washer.
You're right.
He would be like, hey, what are you doing?
Right. And, of course, there was always, I was always the one that would, I guess, be the only one in the entire dorm floor that would decide to attack the lint filter in the dryer, which really should be renamed the Pube Express. And you know, you'd sit there and peel off the lint, which was really not lint at all. What it was blue with jimmies on it, you know, and they were curly jimmies.
About the size of a sweater.
So disgusting. Yeah. Hair.
Hello, Donna.
Hey, guys. I don't blame Bart for not wanting to sleep in there. I think if I found mouse turds in my bed, I'd be all oaked out thinking that the mice were going to be crawling on me when I go to sleep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's why you won't be spending the night at my house this weekend.
Probably not. And, Mike?
Yes.
Not for sure.
A happy anniversary for Hank.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, thank you.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
That's nice.
2 years, and we are just dancing, you know, around the bankruptcy laws right now. It is.
So you probably got something good planned for tonight.
We've got something good planned for tonight because, you know, we're pretty much counting on this being it. The second year anniversary and then out of business. If we really, really go, well, we
bye-bye.
I'll make that announcement later on, that whole thing about switching to the Italian theme.
You know, that also means it's the second anniversary of Forget It, I'm Halfway Home.
Hello. Yes, it's somebody true. Mentioned that to me last night.
Yeah. Really? Don and Mike show.
Forget Hello. It, I'm Halfway Home. That's where it all started,
right?
Hello.
Did it.
Hello. Don and Mike radio show.
Hey.
I think we've got a smart one here.
Ugh. Hey.
No, I made the mistake when I got my first washer and dryer in the unit. I lived with Sasquatch. That guy had more back hair than a grizzly bear, and so did all my clothes.
And then what is it about the guys?
Thank you, my friend.
That have obviously the darkest color hair of any kind. It can be back hair, nose, head, or down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it's all those are
crotch
always
hair.
Those are always the hairs that like will. You know, take up a residence in some spot where you're just identifying them. Like maybe sitting on the corner of a white dryer.
You know what I call them?
Staring at you.
I call them my Clarence Thomas hairs.
Yeah. Exactly. The kind that's really
it's
noticeable.
Like right on a Coke can.
Can't miss it.
It's like horrible. Big and gigantic. A hair big enough that Huck Finn could have used to put like a piece of wheat in his teeth, between his teeth.
Speaking of that, and I know, I want you all to be honest here. It was maybe this week or the last week. Did anyone see the hair that was sitting on the faucet in the men's room down here?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
It was at least through four or five breaks. I finally cut my hand with water and splashed it off because I got tired of looking at it. And it was not a hair from a nose or an arm.
Was it the sink on the left or the right?
Sink on the right.
Well, the one with the soap dispenser?
Yes, the one with the soap dispenser.
And again, how beautiful is this? At our station here, WJFK, when you go into the men's room, which incidentally really still has the sign up that says urinals optional.
Oh,
because you can go
disgusting.
In. Disgusting. Go in at any time, and it's like, hey, it's sticky in here.
Yeah, it's got the tile
should have
floor.
A big sign that says, it should say, hand washing, flushing, aiming, optional.
Right. So let's run through this. First, no one bothers to aim towards the toilets.
Right.
It's astonishing.
Second, the toilets are always backing up.
Right.
The place is just germ infested.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are two sinks there. What happens is they both have those soap dispensers that you push down on, and you get a little dollop of soap.
Right.
The one on the left-hand side, they're dual sinks. The soap dispenser on the left-hand side broke.
Yes.
And one day, I think it was Buzz.
Was
it you?
It was me.
Buzz just took it out. And threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
It was broken. It wasn't getting repaired. This went on for weeks and months, and it wasn't getting refilled, so I just ripped it out and threw it in the trash.
Right. So now there's only one operational soap dispenser,
mm-hmm.
in the men's room, there are two sinks, and a lot of times you see guys going by and doing this move. If someone is standing there and putting soap on,
right,
they just walk by and do the little hand under the water in the other sink.
Which is better than just walking out entirely, but everybody wants the soap. Anybody that enjoys washing their hands wants the soap.
As and we all do.
It is so gross.
It would be nice to have two soap dispensers with our two sinks.
It works out great because only half of us wash our hands.
People in hell want ice water.
Do you know how I think that bathroom is cleaned? I think at the end of the evening, you know, when the people come in to clean it, they walk in like with a dish rag, and they kind of flick it like you would be flicking a towel, and they go, all done.
Uh-huh.
No problem at all.
Not every day, though.
No, every other day.
No, every third day. They're on the same schedule as my son's sheets.
Could be.
Once a month.
It's gross, but I can't believe none of you saw that hair.
No. It was
sitting, you know, we have the kind of spigot for the faucet where it's a handle.
Single
it's a lever.
Right.
It's a single lever.
Right.
And it sat right on the back of the lever. You could actually use the spigot. And it sat there, and it was not dark black. It was more reddish.
Next time, tell us.
It was more reddish. Well, where's Megan at?
She doesn't use that bathroom.
Men's room, no.
Program director. How do you do?
Ew. All right. Ew.
God. Anyone care for a mint?
Oh, God.
Towelette.
Incredibly long hair coming out from under my armpit.
And, of course, the great salesperson tradition of personal hygiene at the sink, where they'll come in and brush teeth. And
that was only Dave Howard, and he got fired.
Tim McWilliams did it, didn't he?
Yeah,
Tim McWilliams done a toothbrushing there?
Not as much as Dave Howard.
Dave Howard every day.
Dave Howard, you used to go in there, and keep in mind, you might as well seriously be walking into someone's septic tank in their backyard, and this guy would be standing there, and the move was always the tie over the right shoulder,
right,
just brushing like crazy.
Right.
It's like,
it's important.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? Hey, you realize there's thousands of germs in here. Yeah, oral hygiene is very important to me.
Foul.
You know what? Forget it. I'd rather have my teeth fall out.
I would
really
do.
Than brush my teeth.
Can you imagine putting like a toothbrush on that counter?
Oh.
You know what? You might as well. I know it's the oldest scam in the world. That old joke about, hey, I lost my camera.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then you get the camera back, and it's like your toothbrush, and someone's put it. And as well, just get the toothpaste and toothbrush right from somebody's butt.
And Paul Gorgie, you know, he's not here anymore either. He didn't get fired. He went to another place. But Paul Gorgie, the worst ever, when he used to wash his bees.
Yeah, soak them.
He'd soak his bees there. You guys saw that, right?
No. I never saw that, Mike.
Just you, I think.
Maybe that was for my benefit.
Uh-huh.
What did he do? Straddle the sink?
He'd be sitting there with his knees leaned up against the counter with his hand cupped and just splashing. Splashing with warm water.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's only one. Well, I was two or three times I saw him doing that. One time he asked me to get the soap for him.
Really?
And, of course, you did.
Well, I thought, was I the only one that saw that?
All right, if we're telling.
Yeah.
I saw Tony washing his D.
Yeah. That's right.
Right on the sink.
Sure. He didn't have to bend his knees.
Hygiene is important.
No. Actually, kind of Tommy Lee like.
It's pretty amazing.
You know what I'm saying? I said, hey, listen, hold on.
He wasn't washing the whole thing.
Are you going to wash that? Are you going to drive a boat with that thing? What are you going to do there?
It's amazing.
Come
Tony. The moral of the story is don't put any food on that sink.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. There he is.
No.
What are you doing? I'm washing. Washing.
Personal hygiene is important.
Not here.
It is
not
so here. Gross. We have, I really think we have one of the most disgusting bathrooms in the history of bathrooms.
That's why we get sick.
We do. One more call, then we got to hit a break here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, it's Mike. I talked to Crazy Tony yesterday on the phone. No effing way.
Oh, you were one of the callers for No Effing Way. Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
I actually won yesterday, but...
Oh, well then...
Bye!
Off of you.
Now, come on, don't make it an everyday thing.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're glad you called yesterday, glad you got through yesterday, but no. Take some time off.
Take a break.
That's the rule.
You know, do it like guys used to do with chicks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You see her.
You wait 4 days.
You know, if something better comes along, well, you go with something better. And if not, then you call, you know, all reliable.
Yeah, don't call the day after.
I mean, don't call the day after.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Sign of weakness.
Hi, Don.
Sign of weakness. Sign of desperation. Yeah. Just keep it in your pants. Wait until Monday to call the show again after you've been on.
That's right.
Won a prize. Hello.
Hi, O'Mara.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Bart doesn't know how to swallow up little messes on his bed with his T-shirt yet.
Oh, you mean like me and what I do in my private time?
You haven't taught him any of that kind of technique yet, huh?
That's gross. That's gross.
No, we've not. No, we've not.
Even father's son, that's gross.
No, we've not.
Oh, you guys were tighter than that.
Oh, God.
No, I believe that was you and your son that were tight like that. Although I think...
him and his dad.
I think what your dad said was you were tight.
Oh, God.
Until he opened you up. But that's because you and your dad are so close, right?
Gross.
He enjoyed that.
Yeah. Full moon cycle.
El O'Mara?
Full moon cycle.
Yes, it is.
Full moon cycle.
You know what we got right here?
What?
We got our first true dick of the day.
Right.
And
congratulations, sir. You're the dick of the day.
Oh, we can do better.
He's just full of himself. He would stay on the phone forever. Very proud that he called the show with that. You know, I kind of called him out on it a little bit, but he let it go with that phony.
NPWA.
What's that?
NPWA, buddy.
What's that mean, Mike?
Friday, no plans with anybody.
Right.
No plans with anybody.
Yeah, we got right here.
Once we got our first true.
And now he turns the radio up because he can't handle it.
Come on now.
We can do better.
Come on now. Come on. You wanted to talk. You wanted to have a little discussion with me about how come. Hello? Oh, he's still there.
No, this is his way of doing it.
Take a while.
We might have to wait him out.
Okay. Well, we got time.
NPWA.
Hey, dummy.
NPWA, buddy. What's that mean, Mike? Friday, no plans with anybody.
There are other disc jockeys who would have hung up on this guy.
Of course.
We are not those guys.
Man, what people don't realize is he's got us right now because all you have to do is let us listen to ourselves.
It's us.
We realize we're on the radio.
We are on the radio right now.
Very, very cool.
What, Dick?
I froze.
Turn your
radio. I'm out. I froze. I'm out of stuff to say.
Turn your radio down. There you go.
Or hang up.
He just hung up.
Well, he just wasn't able.
All right.
And then I'm sure he's heard that before.
I'm not up to putting him in the book today.
Do you know, seriously, I told you I had a parent-teacher conference with my kids.
Yeah.
Serious, serious discussion of moon cycles with the kids.
Really?
They said they doubled their kids that were in the office, not detention, but sent down to the office for misbehaving in the school because of the full moon. Yeah. And they actually, I had three teachers sitting there going, yeah. And they said if it's a full moon with wind and it's windy, that's the worst of all. And they were all doing this thing. Yeah, that's when they're all like, huh.
And I believe that.
I have always believed, I mean really believed.
And it's a private school.
Okay. Don, I swear to God,
keep
I believe it's
those
true.
Checks.
I believe Joe backed me up here. If it's a full moon, we get the callers.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah, I hang up on twice as many people on full and new moons.
Absolutely. The lunar cycle is significant to the people that call this show. It's significant to people's behavior. It really is.
The full moon is when you get the people, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Didn't we have, what was the full moon yesterday?
Thank you,
yeah,
Pod.
2 days ago.
Thank you, Pod. You can come back in a couple seconds when Kettle's here.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Seriously, remember a couple of days ago we had the asshat patrol? One right after the other after the other.
Do the moon.
It's lunar cycles.
How goofy are you that you're sending your daughters to this nice school, and they sit you down and say, it's the cycle of the moon.
It's not a nice school. It's an alternative school. It's an alternative. It's a different kind of learning.
Scientology?
It's moons. It's the lunar cycle. No, they were saying that. They said, look, this was a fact. This was an incontrovertible fact. They said they have more kids that go to the office during this recent lunar cycle.
Do they put your daughter into a special class?
No.
The moon unit class?
Moon units? No, I wish.
Moon unit Zappa?
But they were being serious. But the thing I hadn't heard, because you know I've always said, hey, it's a full moon.
Right.
But I didn't know the thing about the wind.
Yes.
If it's windy with a full moon.
Wind makes me feel anxious for some reason. I do not know why. I don't like it when it's windy.
Jesus Christ. Why do you think they call it lunacy?
Right.
Okay.
Lunar.
Lunar.
Okay, why do you think they call it? I might fire you today.
The moon made you step back.
Step back. I'll just step back. Remember, you can't spell fun without F-U.
That's true.
Oh, God. He's tired, too.
Mr. One-liner. God. Okay, Jackie the Joke Man. I don't know where you were in the previous 12 weeks, but it's in the last show before vacation. We're trying to have a discussion, and he wants to step up to the microphone, and he wants to be goddamn Henny Youngman.
Lunacy. It's lunacy.
What are you, a lunatic?
Huh? It's all true.
Come on. This is really scary.
It's a true fact.
Craziness. Moons, wind.
Moon. Fire.
Marijuana. All related.
All right. This is a good start for a Friday show. This is a really good start for a Friday show before a big holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And how you doing, Buzz?
I'm well, thank you. I feel great. I 101% today.
How's Sophia doing?
She's fine, I'm sure.
Sophia. Apparently Sophia, one of the contestants, had a pocket watch in her pocket because Buzz seemed to be hypnotized by her enthusiastic hip thrusts.
Uh-huh. Like I said, I defy any man not to watch.
Okay. Very good. Very, very good.
Wind makes you anxious, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the wind's blowing through the trees, Buzz gets jumpy.
Like a cat.
Well, it's a good thing we're not playing poker today.
Yeah.
Oh man. Cards all over the floor.
Chips everywhere.
Catherine Hepburn hands everywhere. I'd be like having Michael J. Fox deal the cards.
Somebody lose an eye.
It's windy out. But I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, based on what I heard.
Because it's the moon.
It's the moon.
And because Joe says a lot of idiot people are calling the show.
You know, I'm not going to say this, but I would think that the next time we get a lot of weird calls in a row, we ought to just check and see where we are, you know, in the lunar cycle.
Guys, we get a lot of weird calls all the time.
There are times when we get really, really nutso calls.
No, but you always have
not nutso. I'm talking about negative, the negative calls.
No, you say sometimes it's a low-pressure system.
I've said
sometimes
a lot.
You say it's a high-pressure system. You say it's
I've never in my life said that it's a high-pressure
system. Here's another one of our expert retard experts.
That's me.
Expert,
I have the lunar calendar
expert
on my favorites list in there. I check it all the time, and it's usually a new moon or a full moon. And low pressure is when people are just tired, like when we're all tired and cranky. And high pressure is when we're all manic.
Hold on. You're pointing at him like what?
He's right.
Brilliant.
He's an idiot.
When he's right, he's not. He's right. He's absolutely right about that.
He's an idiot. You're an idiot.
I know.
It's got nothing to do with the moon. Jesus Christ.
Friday. He's right, and I say that knowing that he saw a Civil War soldier walk out of the wall.
A ghost, yeah.
All right.
I don't care about that. I bet that was a full moon night that he saw that. That's for sure.
Okay.
They were serious. These are educators. These are people that know what they're talking
about.
Professionals. Kids wig out. Windy and a full moon.
That's
wig
nice.
Out.
So you go to this parent-teachers conference. The teachers come out, wearing like a Harry Potter suit or something?
It was wonderful.
Big pointed hat.
When we got to meet with Dumbledore, it was very, very exciting.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.